Tony Tracy is the executive director of the Douglas County Historical Society, and he joins us to talk about theater on the radio. It's radio theater this morning, right here on Northland Morning. Hey, Tony, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You're going to be doing a great show coming up in December. Tons of fun. I love the title of it. It just amuses me. The annual 1943 USO show at the beginning of December. So tell us a little bit about that production. That is going to have some marvelous music.
Absolutely. We've got Randy Lee and his group providing our orchestra. So we actually have trombones and saxophones and trumpets and the whole shot, providing music for our 1943 USO show. This is, I believe, our eighth annual that we've done, and it's just a great amount of fun. Turning the clocks back to 1943, we have actor from the area portraying Bob Hope, running the show, and with all kinds of guests.
Now, the one thing that you discover if you work at a historical society or if you work at a university, for example, is that you stay the same age, and yet the people around you keep getting younger and younger and younger and younger. So how do you communicate to some of these young folks, perhaps whose parents weren't even of the greatest generation? So maybe they've not heard this music. Maybe they're unfamiliar with the whole concept of a USO show and what that was like. How do you go about kind of giving them the spirit of the thing to bring to their performance?
Well, and we deck out the hall. We're located at on the corner of John Avenue and 11th Street in Superior. Very easy to get to. But we decorate our hall similar to what it would have been for a USO show, and we have exhibits as well that tie to the show. We have advertisements for local businesses that were around in 1943, and kind of doing their ads as they would have been in 1943. It's turning the clock back. We have an honor guard that comes in and opens up each show, and it's really, really a neat experience, and it really can give the younger generation a really good taste of what a 1943 USO show was when they were raising money for war bonds. The actors and actresses and musicians would travel the country doing shows and as a part of that, raising money for the war effort. And in fact, part of this, we have a silent auction as well, and we have some reproductions of some actual war bond posters that we are auctioning off. And they're not posters that we bought online somewhere. They're actual copies of posters that we have in our archives that we actually had made from those. So they're very nice. They're very well done. Arrowhead Printing in Superior did them, and they did a marvelous job. And so we not only have the show, but we also have some something you can take home with you.
You know, unfortunately for the young people involved in the show, their experience of war, the United States has been at war for much of their lives, but the way that the public perceives a war, the way they respond to the war, between the wars that we're fighting now and the Second World War in 1943, completely different reaction culturally.
Absolutely. And in World War One, World War Two, everybody knew what our objective was. Everybody in the country knew that Hitler was a bad guy, and what was going on, everybody was pulling for the same outcome. Where in our wars and conflicts now, it's not so clear. and people aren't so sure what the exact what the outcome of the war is going to be, and why are we fighting that war to begin with. People were able to get on board and pull together because everybody knew exactly what we were doing.
Well, it's a fascinating project, and I love the love the idea of a historical society with a theatrical component. Tony, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to have you.
Always a pleasure, Lisa. Thank you.
Tony Tracy is the executive director of the Douglas County Historical Society. He joined us to talk about theater on the radio, Radio Theater Fridays at 8:30 on Northland Morning, supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.